Badlands. What are the Badlands?
Well, the Badlands, there are Badlands in North Dakota, and there are Badlands down in the, what do we call the lower part of Texas? By the river.
The Pecos?
By the river, no. Closer to the river, when you go to South Texas, before you get to the Chiefs, I mean down there, below Alpine and when you're going south down there, what do you call that part of Texas? The Big Bend.
Oh, the
There's
Big Bend.
There's some badlands down there. I guess they're just barren land.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing grows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where nothing grows.
Mm-hmm. And then High Plains. What are the High Plains?
Besides the High Plains, what's another name?
Well, where are they? What does High Plains mean?
Well, I guess it's up there in Montana and Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Colorado, does it mean elevation?
Mm-hmm, I
plains
think so.
Plains are higher of some parts of Colorado.
It could, yeah. How about the word hole in relation to a mountain? H-O-L-E.
In relation to a mountain.
What would a hole in a mountain be?
It would be probably an old mining shaft.
Okay.
Opening to a mine, perhaps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
No, a mountain is higher.
Okay. A place between two peaks that goes like that is?
A valley or a basin.
Okay. And the river cuts something really deep in the land. That's called a?
Gorge.
Okay. And is that, well, let's see. Now, if there was a something, you know how we said this was a valley?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there was something sharper between two peaks that came down and maybe water flowed through it,
mm-hmm,
when it rained only,
mm-hmm,
what would you call that?
Well, a little, and I'm not sure, but I associate ravine with something deep like that. But do you want something greater? Something larger?
Well, if I say canyon to you, what does canyon mean?
Canyon.
Is that a canyon? Or how about the gorge?
Some canyons are narrow like that. Others broaden out more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, canyon would be usually a narrow gorge. But the river, I think, doesn't gorge go with a canyon that has a river in it? I didn't know.
It could. It could. It's your perception that I'm interested in.
Uh-huh. We don't have any gorges around here that I know of.
Yeah, we have to think about
we
that
have
one.
Canyon. We call them canyons around here, and in the west, and driving in the mountains in Colorado, they'll be called canyons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Grand Canyon, though, is not narrow. That's what I was thinking of. The Grand Canyon, you know, it was cut by one river.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently that river meandered because the Grand Canyon.
It's all
Canyon
over the place, I
know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I've never understood about the Grand Canyon. It always looks like a big mess of
canyons.
Canyons,
right.
Yeah.
It's canyons, plural, but I guess they made up that other name.
When water goes over a cliff, you call that a?
Waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Water that turns white in the rapids is called?
I know what that's called. Oh, it almost came to me. Mm-hmm. Well, we say you're riding the rapids. White water.
Mm-hmm.
And they like white water. Maybe white water.
Yeah, some people say white water.